little bit from the state to season load points and over yardage. What was the secret today?
Well, I think we played like we're capable of playing for the most part. I think Oklahoma State's kind of shorthanded right now. To their credit, they don't have all the people in place that they started with in the season. But nevertheless, they're still a good football team, and our guys just played well. Coaches did a nice job. We gave up. Really, we boiled the water out of it. They had three big plays against us, two in the passing game, one in the running game, and outside of that, I thought we played extremely well. When I say extremely well, we played as well. We played like we're capable of playing.
Is this kind of an ideal time to go to a bye week off a win, and of course, what the injuries have been dealing with throughout the course of the season?
Well, I think everybody sees it a little bit differently. I think from a player standpoint, they'd play tomorrow if they could now. They're excited about winning a ball game finally. We can always use the extra time in preparation, and you never know how it's going to impact you on, game day. Sometimes it's played to our advantage immensely, and sometimes it hasn't.
I know you haven't had a chance to look at the tape, but how would you assess your tackling today?
We still have a ways to go. You'd like to say it was better. I have to see the videotape, but, there were times, they had a couple of drives that, one of the drives was a touchdown drive that the last one that they hit, and we missed two tackles on third down situations that would have stopped the drive and prevented the score. But collectively, over the entirety of the ball game, I thought we did tackle a little bit better. But I reserve judgment until I've seen it on tape.
How would you assess Skyler Thompson's play on third down, especially in the second half with the scrambles that converting third down into first down?
That was the element. Our third down conversion rate, third and fourth, I think was right around 50%, which is not bad. Not great, but it's not bad. The big portion of it came off of his ability to bring the ball out and get first down. So I was pleased with that.
Coach, since the second half of the Texas game, you guys have been running the ball much more efficiently. This second half, you seem to absolutely dominate the game with your run game. How important was that to see from this team in terms of the way you want to play?
Our running game, we've addressed this week in and week out. We've gotten better. Alex gets a lot of yards, but, you get a lot of yards because somebody up front's knocking somebody back. And our offensive line continues to get better and improve, and they did a nice job today. Alex, of course, ran the ball, but Dalvin ran the ball well, as did Skyler. It's a team-oriented deal, and, we're not going to be an excellent running team until everybody's invested in it. What we do have to do, we have to throw the ball better. That creates balance in our offense, which you hear me talk about all the time. The more balanced we are, the more difficult it is for somebody to defend one side or the other, defend the run game, et cetera. So, we'll have our hands full coming out of this ball game as it relates to the running game, because whoever we play is going to line up and play the run.
Justice Hill, their running back, came into today averaging 122 yards a game on the ground in conference games. You held them to 41 today. What were you guys doing right against the run?
We had to stop the run game. That's true in any ball game we play. And as I said to our players, he is a very, very prominent back. He's awfully good back regardless of what he got today. But, we kept bringing up Iowa State held him last week to 66 yards, after he'd had so many 100-yard ball games. And that was kind of a challenge to our defense to get the brakes put on with him. And they did. They responded quite well.
When it comes to the offensive line and the run game, with the improvement, the vast improvement over the last three games, does it boil down to just determination, or is there schemes and execution things that boil into that as well?
It all plays in there. Yes, you've got to be determined and committed, or it wouldn't make any difference. Execution's a big part of that. Sometimes it leaves a little to be desired.
Also, I want to ask about Duke Schilling on defense. You've got three interceptions now in two games. What have you liked most about what he's bringing?
Duke's played well, throughout the course of the season. I like the way he plays. I like his attitude. I like his approach to the game. I like his newly found leadership skills. He's just, I'm very proud of Duke.
Coach didn't have any catches today, but Philippe Knowles saw a number of snaps on the field. What did he do over the last few weeks to earn a chance to get on the field?
Well, he's really, kind of lit it up in practice. He's just practiced well. He got an opportunity and took advantage of it. We didn't get the ball to him today, but we didn't get it to anybody. But he's earned the right to be on the field. Done a nice job.
Coach, you talk about Alex Barnes, how he continues just to wear opponents down. The guy's put up 300-yard rushing games the last few games, so. I said how he's performed, Alex.
Well, how he's performed is pretty obvious. He's not just getting the yards, and as I say so often, you don't get those yards without an offensive line that's doing an excellent job. But he gets a lot of that yards after contact that everybody talks about so diligently, you know, and time again. I don't recall a time that he's been tackled and bent back and stopped on the first hit. Good player, tough, runs hard, passionate, good teammate.
I wanted to ask about on special teams today, because outside of the missed field goal and maybe just the one long return they had, did you feel like you guys took steps in the right direction because that'll hold a unit today, especially on kickoff return?
Well, I think everybody took, all units took a step forward. I didn't like, every snap counts, so you have to address each one. And kickoff return, actually, there are a couple kickoff covers, that I took issue with and we had some difficulty with. And we've got to do a better job of avoiding blocks and staying in our lanes and not overrunning the ball. And that happened in two of those situations. The rest of it was manageable, until we get our place kicker back. That'll help.
Coach, there's been a few times this season where you and the players have mentioned searching for an offensive identity. Today, with that type of ground game kind of leading the way, is that sort of the ideal one that maybe you've been looking for this year?
Can't tell you that's exactly what I was, looking for or hoping for, but what I can say is, most people would look at the offensive side of the ball and say, it's a good running football team. They'd probably be pretty accurate, with that. Again, I want to be more than that.
That drive that put you guys ahead 24-12, off of Lawrence's 8-yard run, that was the fourth red zone touchdown that you've had this season. How crucial was that, and how pleasing was it to finally be able to sustain a drive and punch one in? You had 8 rushes on that drive.
It was major in the ball game, truly, because you never know what. I mean, they have shown some explosiveness, and quarterback is a good young player and proposes a threat to you. It was you never feel it's safe in this ball game. You go back, and I think Wyatt was telling me the other day, 10 ball games, last 10 ball games, and the vast majority of them, 9 or so, been decided by, 7, 8 points, whatever the case may be. And those ball games have all changed dramatically in the fourth quarter, one way or the other, or both ways back and forth. So, you never feel safe, and 12 points is not, not the safest place to be against a good offensive football team. So, short answer to the question, it was highly significant. The drive took time off the clock as well as being able to get points on the board.
A lot of the initial attention with the Bishop Court carries, but Skylar Thompson was much better in the second half, 7 of 8 passes in the second half after struggling in the first half. What changed for him from the first half to the second half that helped him play his role?
More accurate. Through the ball to our guys. I mean, I don't mean to be snide about that. It was just that's exactly what it was. You go back and look at the first half. We had some drop passes. We had some bad throws. He just played better in the second half. All across the board. Did a nice job in when he had a chance to run or keep the ball on scrambles and was more accurate in the throwing, as indicated by the stats you brought up.
Following up on that, outside of last week when you guys did have a pretty good amount of success in the first half, is there anything you can put your finger on to maybe why you guys struggled scoring in the first half and seem to be able to flip the switch after halftime? Is it that feeling out process that kind of both teams have?
I think they played well against us, and we didn't play. We played far better in the second half. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not rocket science. If you play well, then you're probably going to do good on offense, defense, or anything else. And if you don't, probably not. We just played a lot better in the second half than we did in the first half. And now, watching film might point something out here and there, but haven't seen it yet.
So I don't know what you call it, but that diamond tackle making with the three tailbacks and the back end was Tyler. I saw it once last week, but it wasn't snapped. Oklahoma State used that a lot in the past. Is that something you saw from them or something one of your coaches has wanted to use for a little while?
No, we've had it, whatever it is, 30 years or so. It's always been in our offense.
You assess Reggie Walker, and I believe he has 5.5 sacks now this year. I was curious about his progression as a pass rusher and him being able to contribute in the second half of that.
He played well. He should have. He got a lot of rest before the second half of the ball game, but he has played well. In the last 3-4 ball games, I thought he has really come alive. And as I've said before, I like his enthusiasm now. I like, certainly like his talent. I like his passion for the game right now, and it's been evidenced in how he's performed, how he's played.
Coach, you're in the first half on a pretty significant negative play. Just speak to the focus that it took from your team to come out, emerge, and put together a 70-yard drive to start the second half?
Whether it's start of the second half or start of any drive, I mean, it takes a great deal of discipline and the focus that comes with being well-disciplined. And, when you are, you have a better chance. So, any other reason why, I couldn't tell you.
First half, guys like Duke Shelley, Wyatt Huber were coming up with some big plays in the red zone to kind of hold Oklahoma State from getting in there. Just how key was the defense's performance inside the red zone in that first half?
Well, you know, Duke's been pretty good all over the field. I think he let one get by him today, but he has a knack for being able to break at the right moment on the ball. He processes information, has a pretty good idea of what's taking place, and, you know, he doesn't jump throws, you know, which would cause him issues on double cuts and things going down the field, but he's able to break on the ball. He gets his foot in the ground and, you know, breaks on throws, you know, at the right time, and consequently gets a good jump on the ball, and he plays with confidence that allows him to, you know, realize that if he's going to try to jump one, he knows he can get it. I like the confidence he plays with as well.
Did you feel like you guys needed this one this week? Was there a sense of urgency, I guess, in practices from players and coaches to get this one and that losing streak?
To a certain degree, I guess there's some truth to that, but I'd be befuddled if all of a sudden we became better because we were losing. You know, I think the important thing is you become better because you work at it and you do the right things and you have the discipline and the hard work and the toughness that it takes. You know, I'd hate to think that all of a sudden you get frightened because, you know, you're not winning ball games. I'm speaking for myself probably as much as anything, and every individual, you know, probably a little bit different.